The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Serious things that are happening up and down this country, and we have seen race riots, for example, effectively north of the border and in the UK over the last few days. This coming after 12 or 18 months of real unrest in this country, particularly when it comes to the housing of refugees and asylum seekers. And that is what we're going to talk about right now, because Shannon Kincaid is with me. She is an artist and a former Galway resident. Shannon, you're very, very welcome to the show, and thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. So tell us about the Rosslake House Hotel in Galway. You and your family moved to this. This was going to be the home, is that right?
Yes, and thank you for having me on. Yes, it was our family's dream to buy a property such as the old Rosslake House Hotel, which once we bought it, we converted it back to its original name, Killegile House. And it was just perfect. It was 7 acres of some of the most beautiful countryside we had ever seen. And the old hotel had plenty of space for us to modify and convert into something that would be suitable for all of us as our family.
So you were living there for how long then, Shannon?
Well, we moved to Ireland in June of 2022. And took possession of the hotel in June, later that end of summer, I think early September, June 2022.
Okay.
So we obviously, you have to get planning permission and architectural drawings and all of those kinds of things done. And so we were doing all of that. But there was also a what the previous owners called the cottage on the property, which was where we would live while we were waiting to have all of those changes made to the big house.
Now, I understand you kind of had a personal situation arise that meant you were going to move back to the States. Is that right?
Yes, yes. My husband's health situation had changed, and having been a previous, well, he's a retired physician himself, a gynecologic oncologist, he felt that it would be better for him to be near doctors and professionals that he had known all of his working life for the treatment that he needed. He wanted to be closer in proximity to that kind of care.
Yeah, absolutely. And utterly understandable. I think we might all do the same thing in that situation. And that meant that,
sure,
I guess, that the dream maybe of living in Galway was over for the moment. And you set about putting the house up for sale. Is that right?
Yes, yes. That's just it.
And then what happened? One day you were out shopping, I understand, and you got a phone call.
Yes, I got a text message from one of our friends in the area who told me that she said, "What is going on?" She said, "I'm getting all of these text messages and people are saying that," I can't remember exactly what she said, but that Rosslake House is due to have, quote, 70 unvetted African males, end quote, move in there tonight. And I mean, that was absolutely news to us, because
you were living there in the cottage, but you were living there.
Exactly. And we were just in town running errands and, you know, doing Friday afternoon kind of things. And I wrote her back and said, "That's absolutely untrue. That is not the truth." And so that's what happened.
And what happened after that? So this is the immediate rumors going around. You've got a text message. It's got all the kind of tropes in it. 70 unvetted African men.
Yes.
Moving in tonight under cover of darkness, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
What happened then?
Well, she asked me if I'd call her, and so I did. And she said that she really thought that we ought to come back out there right away. We were in Galway City, which is about, 25 minutes from where Killaghyle is, and that we should come right back out there because the crowd had amassed, and I inferred that tempers were just, rising. And so I got off the phone with her and told my husband what she'd said. And we were with a friend who has helped guide us through this journey from the very beginning. And he said, do not go back out there. If that's the case, he said, you will not be safe. And so we heeded his advice and did not go back out there. And, everything we owned was out there, including what we had to live with in the cottage. But everything that we had brought with us from Dallas, Texas, in three shipping containers were stored in the hotel, in the big house. And so we spent the night in Galway, in Salt Hill, where our other two children were living, are living. And the next day, it had just become a horrible situation. People had shown up to protest and were using themselves as a human blockade for the little road it's a little river road that went up to our property and a couple of other homes of families who lived up that way. And it's the only artery into and out of that place.
Yeah.
And so they had blocked the road with themselves as a placeholder until somebody who had a shipping container could transfer their shipping container over to cover the mouth of the road so that nobody could get up there, and they were guarding it. And if you lived up there, I presume they'd move the container so you could drive up the road. But otherwise, it was blocked with a big blue shipping container.
So at this point, all of your stuff is up in the cottage and in the house, and most of it in the house. You can't get up there. They've kind of got the shipping container across the road. There's no access. There's people kind of shouting and screaming about kind of 70 unvetted African men being moved in. What happened next?
Well, this was Saturday, the 16th of December, and I really don't know a timeline of things that happened. At some point during the day, somebody who had the means to move huge boulders moved huge boulders to the front of our cattle guard to block that entrance. And then we had a little back road up behind the cottage that connected to another little kind of dirt road back up there. And somebody had put something to block that. I mean, they were absolutely making it impossible for anybody to get onto that property. And then somebody cut through some of the bars of the cattle guard so that if a bus, say, with 70 unvetted African men were to cross the cattle guard, it would get stuck. I mean, it was just unbelievable the lengths to which they went to do that on property that did not belong to them. I can't understand vigilantes.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolute madness kind of what they were up to, but they didn't stop there. So they've absolutely blocked access to it. One would think that might be enough, but somebody went further.
Yes, and so that happened. So we went to, this was just so much, and my husband worrying about his health, and me worrying about his health, and just the whole knowledge, the dealing with the fact that we had to regroup. I mean, it was just unspeakably difficult to deal with. And we were just beside ourselves and went to bed that night, not knowing anything, but so worried about our home and our belongings and everything about it. And when we woke up the next morning, we were told that there had been a very big fire and everything was lost. And I mean, we just sat there in stupefaction, unable to comprehend that somebody could be that callous and cruel, and you know, all in an effort to preserve Irish heritage. You know, you burn down an actual heritage home. I just can't make it make sense.
I don't think anybody listening can make it make sense, to be honest, Shannon. Yeah. I know it's kind of a cliche to talk about somebody's kind of dream turning into a nightmare, but that's what it sounds like. This was kind of the dream to move to Ireland, to get the few acres and to settle down there. And now you find yourself kind of squirreled away almost in hiding and learning that everything you owned has gone up in flames.
Yes, that's the truth. And, you know, in the midst of having to deal with the shock of needing to regroup, you know, the very people whom we claimed as our own, you know, I have Irish ancestry and so has my husband. And the very people we came to with open arms and who welcomed us in all fairness with open arms dropped a hammer on us so hard that we're still reeling from it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about it now, kind of 8 months after?
Well, I feel terrible. I first of all, the shock and appalling fact of being accused of and thought of as traitors is something I just don't think I'll ever get over. But I don't know. There's so much to say about all that. I feel terrible that somebody thought that they had the right to take that into their own hands and destroy everything that my family ever had. And that includes my children's childhood possessions, you know, their achievements, things that they had earned, my son's dancing trophies, diplomas. My husband had 3 walls in his office full of diplomas and scholastic achievements. And then all of my art. I mean, I had somewhere around 350 pieces of art that are just ashes. It's incomprehensible.
It is. Listen, Shannon, we appreciate you taking the time to chat to us and sharing the story. And I think people get a sense of, despite the passage of time, as those 8 months, how difficult it is and all that stuff you describe. I mean, so much of it is irreplaceable stuff, like things from your kids and their experiences and achievements as children. Shannon Kincaid, artist and former Galway resident. Steve says, welcome to Ireland. Centuries of hating people here. Amazed that people find this behaviour a surprise. Pogroms, boycotts and ostracising has been the Irish way. Dave says, it's wrong to say that there's been real unrest over 12 to 18 months. A few hundred, maybe 1,000 or 2 are protesting. That's not real unrest. While it is, of course, a serious concern, it is such a small portion of the population who are protesting. Dave, that is a very fair point. And sometimes we kind of maybe exaggerate in our own minds how many people are doing this. I would defend, though, the use of the description real unrest when buildings are being burned down left, right and centre, which kind of was the case for a few months there. There's kind of arson attacks happening with almost impunity, without arrests happening. That is real unrest, even if there's only a handful of people doing it. But I do think you make a good point. We shouldn't exaggerate exactly how many people are at this. Neville in Kilkee says, I had the joy of staying in Rosslake House Hotel a year or two before COVID, when it was still being run by the old couple and banging out the old restaurant classics, a true relic of old decency. I was horrified when I heard of the fire.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.